nowadays. Mm-hmm. Pillow slip is certainly what my mother said, mm-hmm. and what I said as a child.
If there was something about twice as long as a pillow, you might call that a...
We call it a Tyvel side bolster.
Mm-hmm. And you, in this is for a phrase, you might say the bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed, it goes...
It reaches across, it stretches across. I don't know what you're driving at.
The porch doesn't go just part way, or the gallery doesn't go just part way around the house, it goes...
All the way across.
Okay, would you ever say clear across, clean across,
no.
plumb across?
No. Not at home.
What might you put on a bed for warmth? Handmade, perhaps?
Quilt.
Okay.
My wife does make quilts. So mm-hmm. I hear about that all the time. It bores me to death.
Does she use different patterns?
I try to forget.
Oh, okay. Well, what about a makeshift sleeping place on the floor?
Pallet.
Good. If this is getting into some terms for land, if you could get a big crop from a field, you would say the soil is very...
Good soil? Rich soil?
A word meaning rich, beginning with F. Two-syllable word. It's very productive, it's very...
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're driving at.
Ah.
Fertile.
Fertile. Mm-hmm. And then what would you call flat, low-lying land along a stream that might overflow and then...
Bottom land.
Mm-hmm. What about low-lying grassland where nothing much grows except grass and flowers?
Meadow.
Mm-hmm. How about a place that has water standing in it and probably has trees?
Swamp.
And what about something perhaps close to the sea that doesn't have the big trees but has the mushy land?
Well, we call that trembling prairie. Mm-hmm. A marsh.
Is that the same?
Well, marsh may always be kind of wet. Trembling prairie is passable at times of the year on foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely to burn in the dry season.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes outbreaks of asthma in New Orleans when the trembling prairie starts burning.
Mm-hmm.
Up right here, just about 10 miles away. Mm-hmm. 8 miles away. And that's a translation of French Prairie Tremblante.
Mm-hmm.
For the same thing.
What types of soil do they have here?
Blue clay is the most common kind once you get past the topsoil. Very thick, heavy. Gray-blue, battleship color.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when it dries out, you can... No, wait. No, that's river sand. They were digging up parts of this the other day, and you could see the blue clay, and some of the people from the art department were coming to steal it so as to use it in modeling.
I'm sure I've never seen blue clay. I've only seen red Georgia clay.
No, I'm very familiar with that. In fact, it's you only have to go 50 miles away to reach it, and it stretches all the way from there to Georgia, except in the black belt.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have battleship gray alluvial clay.
What would you call a very rich kind of soil? For pronunciation, L-O-A-M.
Oh, well, we don't use that word much, but it's loam.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of soil like buckshot or gumbo? I guess gumbo is something you eat and not something you...
Gumbo is not commonly used here, except, of course, it goes back to the same African root, clearly, as something in between water, in between the liquid and the solid state. Ngombo, I believe, is the Bantu word. But no, that's not commonly used. I've heard people who travel, say, traveling salesmen from the old days talk about gumbo roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they meant sticky mud roads, unpassable at some seasons of the year.
Mm-hmm. If you were getting water off the swamp, you would say you were doing what?